With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Michigan Strategic Fund approved a resolution to provide a copper mine in the western Upper Peninsula with $50 million. The Copperwood Project is in Gogebic County near the western edge of the Porcupine Mountain State Park and Lake Superior. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
The Copperwood Project is expected to produce more than 300 well-paying jobs over the nearly 11 years the mining operation is planned. Highland Copper says it has obtained all the required permits to move into the construction phase. The Michigan Strategic Fund Board approved a performance-based $50 million Strategic Site Readiness Program grant for the project at its Tuesday meeting. Those in favor of the project say it will be a much-needed economic boost to Gogebic County and the greater Western UP. Jerry Warnma is the executive director of the Western UP Planning and Development Region.
Good jobs that will draw people to our area and sustain families are necessary to support the amenities that residents and visitors enjoy, like the hospital in nearby Ontonagon, which is slated to close due to insufficient demand for services. This is what can happen due to long-term population decline and economic depression. We can't let Gogebic County fall into a similar position.
Those opposed to the project fear the environmental repercussions of a copper mine so close to Porcupine Mountain State Park and Lake Superior, the world's largest freshwater lake. Many who spoke against the project say it's an unnecessary risk for the land and water, and argued it will hurt the economy if it ruined the natural beauty of the Porkies, which hit record visitation in 2021 with nearly 600,000 visitors. Jeff Plummer is a local resident who spoke against the project.
It's really an all-risk, no-reward proposition in the long run, and I really can't believe that anyone would risk this amazing area that's vital to both Michigan's ecological and economic health to enrich a foreign company using our Michigan taxpayer money.
Highland Copper is a Canadian company. Highland Copper does need to meet certain requirements to get the funding. In a statement after the meeting, the company's CEO says the grant provides a significant financial boost to the economic strength of the Copperwood project. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
WXPR emailed Highland Copper to get more information about the project's status and next steps, but had not heard back when the story was written. Changing weather patterns impact birds as well as people. This winter was an El Niño winter, a recurring warm phase in Earth's climate patterns. That contributes to part of this season's unusually mild temperatures, but not all. There's also climate change. 85% of birds in Wisconsin are migratory, and experts expect migration patterns to shift as the climate changes. David Drake is a professor and extension wildlife specialist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
You're going to see maybe some range shifts where species that typically would be further south, they might start moving further north latitudinally. And so you may see some species expansion in terms of that latitudinal growth going north.
During cold snaps, Drake says he hears a lot of concern from people about birds adjusting to temperature changes.
Typically, as long as the cold spell is relatively short-lived, and again, as long as we don't have snow or ice down on the ground and that food is accessible to birds, that they can survive that relatively brief cold spell without any issue at all.
If food is covered for extended periods by snow, then bird populations are more threatened, which is why many normally migrate. A new district attorney has been named for Forest County. Governor Tony Evers appointed Alex Seifert to fill a position created by District Attorney Charles Simoneau's resignation. Seifert will serve for the remainder of the unexpired term that ends January 2025. Seifert has been the assistant district attorney in Forest County since January 2020. Seifert thanked the governor for the opportunity. He was confident the transition would be seamless and looked forward to serving the citizens of Forest County. A fire struck a recycling facility in Marathon County. Nearly 15 different fire departments from as far as Merrill and Cronenwater were called to Terex Recycling after employees reported seeing smoke in the building. Crews were first called to Terex at 5:30 Tuesday morning. Jim Sonnentag lives right across the street from the plant and says his morning got off to a frantic start.
All I seen was a whole bunch of lights flashing at 6 o'clock when I got up, and smoke rolling out of the big building. And then I left at 7, and everyone was lights here. Ambulances, trucks, police were here.
Maine Fire Chief Joe Buzinski says most of the damage was done to the roof of the building, but thanks to a little teamwork, the fire was contained.
I'd just like to thank all the volunteer fire departments and the full-timers that came to our aid, and no injuries. We're glad to report that.
Buzinski said the biggest issue crews faced was getting enough water.
We had to go into the city of Wausau to connect to their hydrants. We're limited with our water capacity here in Brokaw area due to the tower not being totally full.
Buzinski added it was the third time they've been called to Terex, but this fire was the biggest of the three. The cause of the fire has not yet been determined. The story is courtesy of WAOW Television. The river otter trapping season will be closing early in northern Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced the season will close in the northern zone effective April 1st at midnight. Trappers are projected to reach the statewide harvest quota of 2,500 river otters within the next week. Typically, the season would run until April 30th. This winter's unusually warm conditions and stable water levels contributed to trapper success. The river otter season in the southern zone will close as scheduled on March 31st. The Wisconsin Supreme Court on Tuesday let stand a lower court ruling that declared some delivery drivers for Amazon were employees, as the state argued. The court says they are not independent contractors, as the online retail giant contended. The court unanimously decided the appeal was improvidently granted. That means the Supreme Court should not have reviewed the case. That decision dismissing the case leaves a 2023 Wisconsin Appeals Court ruling against Amazon in place. That ruling found drivers in the Amazon Flex program are a part of the state's unemployment insurance system and entitled to jobless pay if they're laid off. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.